thanks for joining me for this Saturday edition of Our Daily Bread. I'm Xochitl Dixon. I share how God revealed a profound truth through a funny moment with my family in today's reading, A Great Ending. My husband and son surfed television channels looking for a movie to watch and discovered that their favorite movies were already in progress. As they enjoyed watching the final scenes, the search became a game. They managed to find 8 of their favorite flicks. Frustrated, I asked why they wouldn't just choose a movie to watch from the beginning. My husband laughed. Who doesn't love a great ending? I had to admit, I too look forward to the endings of my favorite books or movies. I've even skimmed through my Bible and focused on my favorite parts or the stories that seem more palatable and easier to understand. But the Holy Spirit uses all of God's reliable and life-applicable words to transform us and to affirm that His story will end well for believers in Jesus. In Revelation 22, Christ declares Himself to be the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He proclaims that His people will inherit eternal life and warns those who dare to add or subtract from the words of the prophecy of this scroll. We may not know or understand everything in the Bible, but we do know Jesus is coming again. He'll keep His word. He'll demolish sin, right every wrong, make all things new, and reign as our loving King forever. Now that's a great ending that leads to our new beginning. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 21. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Let's pray. Mighty and merciful Jesus, thank you for assuring us that everything revolves around you, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thanks for being with us as we trust you until you come again. We love you. We need you. We worship you. Please come, Lord Jesus, come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.